What's going on, world? This is your man JR, and this is the More Sauce Podcast. It's the 23rd of February, man. Let's get into this thing real quick. And today I want to go over this interesting MVP debate that's going on right now. It's after the All-Star break, so we really know who the candidates are. And the main three I want to go over, everybody seems to have on their unanimous three across the board of who's in this race right now. I think it's one between two people, but there's three. And people are saying Paul George. They're saying Giannis. And they're also saying James Harden. Now, MVP technically means most valuable player. But we all know from previous MVP award winners, that's not always what that award really goes to. Because sometimes you're like, how did that happen? But this is one of those years I don't want that to be the case, because I think really right now there's a man in Milwaukee who wears number 34, who has them in first place in the East, who's knocked off all the big fish throughout the season, who's putting up a monster line this season on top of winning games. Now, individual stats are great, but my main thing is, how do those stats translate into wins in the win column? So if we get into my man Giannis, the scoring, it doesn't get any more efficient. The dude is shooting around almost 60% from the field. People saying, oh, he doesn't shoot threes. Who cares if he doesn't shoot threes? The man, like, the three ball is there, but it's not the standard of playing basketball. I think we've gotten to a point where people are like, oh, let's penalize this guy for not jacking up 23s a night. No, we should praise him because he's going out there giving you 28 a night off ones and twos, the old-fashioned big man way. The man's 6'11", you know, about 250, banging in there, you know, like it's the 90s. Today's a game. We got seven-footers out here, you know, not excluding Dirk Nowitzki. I'm talking about just big dudes that are shooting three-pointers. Like, what are you doing? Use that body and get efficient buckets. That's what he's doing. I'm going to praise him for that. And because the way he's playing the game, he's got his team in first place in the Eastern Conference. Now, Harden and Paul George, neither one of those guys are in their first place in their respective conferences because they play in the conference with the Golden State Warriors. And even if they weren't, they still wouldn't be because the Denver Nuggets are out there. So, for as far as my criteria, the win column, you got to put a check mark right next to Giannis. So we're going to say in each column, you know, how is it directly reflecting? Now, in comparison, in the West, we got, like I just said, Golden State. We got the Nuggets. Then we got OKC coming in at three. Then we got the Rockets at the five seed. Now, as far as the three and five seed, I think if your team's a five seed, they're too far down to really be in consideration. That means to have you in consideration for MVP. I think your team has to at least be top three seed. That's always been my main thing. I'm like, how if you, you know, yeah, you won some games, made the playoffs, put up monster lines, but I mean, you didn't win that many games. Being a top three seed, you won a lot of games, 9 times out of 10, unless it's just some off year where everybody's losing games. So we put that in perspective as far as. So we're going to go Giannis with the wins. Then we're going to go Paul George. And that's where, you know, James Harden comes in last lacking as far as the win column. But if you look deeper into the situation, Harden's been carrying an injured roster all season. People are going to say, you know, injuries are part of the game. Yes, they are. And for that, and what he's been doing, should be praised because of that. I mean, if you're on a team already that's not full of great playmakers as it is, more like stand-around jump shooters and mediocre defenders, and the only help you really have as far as handling the rock is Chris Paul, who's going to miss half a season every year. Then you have Eric Gordon, who you really don't want to be in the game starting because that limits production off your bench. So you really got two ball handlers at any given time on the court, sometimes three if Paul, Harden, and Eric Gordon on the same court. And then you got big men that aren't really, you know, going to make their own offense. They work the offensive system very well. Fareed and Clint Capella, Those are guys that don't get you 15 to 20 and 10 a night just off hard work and rolling to the basket. You know what I mean? So he's taking this cast of guys that I would say amongst any real superstar, not star, but superstar player, James Harden has the least surrounding talent, I think, as far as other people who can make themselves better. You know, LeBron, even if you go to LeBron and the Lakers, he's got guys that can say, here's the rock, go get a basket. Who are you doing that to in the Rockets? Nobody. So I'm going to say, I really want to put Harden higher, but if I just go off the win column, I got to put Paul George ahead of him. Now, defensive-wise, James Harden's having a great defensive season in comparison to his previous seasons. So I got to also mention the defensive side of the ball. Dude's getting two steals a night. I'm not quite sure where that ranks in the NBA, but for a guy that's giving you 36 a night, to also be giving you two steals, and then on top of that, give you 8 assists and 7 boards. I mean, it's a hell of a resume. Now, neither one of them, I mean, that's one thing I really don't even know how to really slice it, because yes, they play different positions. Harden is giving you almost 10 points more a game than the next guy, which is says a lot in itself. I mean, but Paul George is giving you almost 30 a night as well. He's giving you 29 a night. He's having the greatest season of his career. Like, who really saw Paul George dropping almost 30 a night? Like, what? So especially if we're looking at the big improvement in Paul George, definitely puts him up there. Because at 29 a night, he's scoring. He's second. So we're going to go Harden, George, and then Giannis as far as the point column goes. He's giving you, I believe, about 8 boards a night. He's not really a playmaker assist guy, but he's got Westbrook who's got the ball to do that. So I'm not going to knock him for that. But at the same time, Giannis does not take the ball handling responsibility as well and gives you more assist with one less point a game. So I'm going to still, if you take the assist and points, you know, in the Western Conference, you know, comparison. So I'm not going to even throw the wins and losses in there because they're not going to be in first place as long as Golden State's alive and well and healthy. So let's say Paul George and Giannis, and then Harden is giving you, I believe, like, what was it? What was it? I forgot. 37, 8, and 7. So all these dudes are hovering around 30 points, with the exception of Harden, who's around 37. As I said, the scoring is way higher. The scoring really separates Harden and keeps him in this MVP race, in my opinion. And the assist, they're all making plays with the exception of Paul George. So really, what are we saying here when we're talking about MVP stats and what they really mean? As far as the stat column, you know, we really got one outlier. As far as we got Giannis, he's killing them in board comparisons, but he plays different positions, so it's expected to do that. Harden is killing everybody in the points column. And then once you get to the assist column, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag between Harden and Giannis, and then Paul George is like 4 assists a night. So he kind of falls slack there. So really, it is a good debate. I honestly don't think... I think if anybody's going to get slighted, it would be Paul George, even though despite his greatest season of his career, I think there's a guy in Houston doing more with less. He doesn't have a Russell Westbrook on his team. He's been playing with Austin Rivers and Gerald Green and PJ Tucker and guys that most people would be like, who are these guys? And he's got his team floating in the 5th seed right now. So I think that's very commendable. It's kind of like Westbrook when he won MVP a couple years back. I believe OKC was like a number 4 seed. But, you know, but the fact that he was just doing everything he could to will them to the playoffs and, you know, not be an 8 seed. If you're an 8 seed, you're irrelevant. But I mean, it's real tough. So at the end of the day, when I throw all this in a bag and pull it out, and I'm going to say who's this year's MVP, if the MVP voting was right now, I'm going to go with my man Giannis for the MVP so far, unless Paul George and OKC go on a winning surge. I don't see anybody or how you could put them ahead of, you know, what Giannis is doing in Milwaukee. And Harden, I mean, if they probably raise, if he continues this to the end of the season and that win column turns out to be, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 seed with the scoring season he's had, then I might have to give him a nod. But as of right now, I'm going to go with Giannis. You know, Harden can be content with that scoring title. You know, that's still a great achievement. Nobody can take that from you, and it's not based on opinion. You know, MVP is an opinion award. Scoring titles aren't. That's black and white, cut and dry. You know, so I'm going to say right now, Giannis is the MVP still. I've been saying it for the past couple weeks, and I haven't seen anything to change that. Milwaukee train is still rolling. You know, Chris Middleton out there is turning into a nice Scottie Pippen role to Giannis, is, you know, Batman. So they got a good thing going. We'll see how it all turns out. We got, let's see, it's February. You got March, April, May. A couple more months left in the season, you know, to solidify this thing. We'll revisit this, you know, in a couple weeks, maybe twice more, probably once more halfway between the season from now, and then probably the last week of the season we'll retouch the MVP race and see if anything changes, you know. So shout out to all three of these guys. They've got us glued to the TV and SportsCenter every night to see what they're going to do and what the teams are going to do. It's great. I love when we have real MVP races, you know, not just one guy where it's just obvious. And even still, when you think it's not obvious, hey, there's, well, let's not get into unanimous MVPs, because I think that's blasphemous. But, hey, we'll touch back on the MVP race in a few weeks. You guys hit me up on Twitter at elsauce89, ELSAUCE89. Let me know what you think, what your opinions are in regards to right now in the MVP race. What do you think? If you want to hop on the show, please feel free to hit me up on the Twitter as well. We can set that up, get you on the show. I love to debate some things with you, by all means. Also on Instagram, at MoreSauce. Whichever platform works better for you, I check both of those frequently throughout the day, so definitely reach out to me. And, hey, I'm going to roll out of here on that. Shout out to the All-Star Weekend, which just passed. We had a great, great showing. Points are getting out of control. Let's go back to playing a little bit of more competitive, because I don't want to see 200 points a game. That's just getting ridiculous. We're getting to playing 2K in real life. But other than that, man, it's been a beautiful season so far. Injuries haven't really been rampant, other than, you know, a couple key players. You know, your John Walls, take the Wizards out of the mix. They weren't doing so hot anyway, but they typically get hot the second half of the season, so you never really write those guys off. And and then my man Oladipo in Indiana, which just, you know, they don't have anything to keep that ship rolling without the captain. So wish both of those guys well in their recoveries and be back for next season, so hopefully they can get back into this conversation. Hey, y'all be good, man. It's Saturday night, turn on to NBA basketball. And check out next week for the next edition of the More Sauce Podcast. Y'all be good.